Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Glory, hallelujah. He is still on the throne. He's our high priest. And that's what Paul is trying to tell. He has an endless life. He talks about it, that he's better than Melchizedek. Quickly, I'm going to run. Look at verse number 18. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before the weakness and unprofitable. It's unprofitable there. What is he saying there? That the law of Moses, because it could not make anybody perfect. The word disannulling, because of the weakness, let me run. Because of its disannulling means a putting away, a rejection. It's disannulled. Because we see in verse number 19, because of its weakness, the law made nothing perfect. The law does a great job of setting God's perfect standard, but it does not give the power to keep that standard. We see how far short we are, but for all has sinned, but yet we've come short of the glory of God. It doesn't help us reach that standard. The law shows us our sin problems, but the law does not provide the cure to our sin problems. Only Jesus could save us from our sin problems. Verse number 19, you see that. For the law made nothing perfect. Keeping the law never saved anybody because nobody could keep the law. So the law made nothing perfect, made no one perfect. But the bringing in of a better hope did. Christ, by the which we draw nigh unto God. And by that little clause, don't miss that. By the which we draw nigh unto God. Why do we have access to the Father? Because of Jesus Christ. That's our only way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. And because of Jesus Christ, now we have full access to the Father. And that's what he's saying here. By the which we draw nigh unto God. Now, verse number 20. And inasmuch as not without an oath, he was made priest. And then in parentheses, verse number 21, he clarifies that. For those priests were made without an oath. Who's those priests? The Old Testament priests. They were made priests without an oath. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But this with an oath swear, talking about Jesus, by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Remember, we looked in Psalm 110, verse number 4, the Lord God sware unto Jesus, thou art forever a priest after the order of Melchizedek. Well, he refers to that again. What is speaking of here in verses number 21? No oath was given to the priesthood of the tribe of Levi. No, there was no oath given to them. The important thing was for the tribe of Levi, for to be a priest, was that you had to belong to the right tribe, and meet the physical and ceremonial requirements. No oath was given. You just had to meet some certain requirements. And we'll draw your attention quickly to Leviticus chapter number 21, verses 16 through 24. Leviticus 21, 16 through 24. Greg will put that up there. Speaking, God is giving direction to Moses about the priesthood. Verse 16, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron, saying, whosoever he be of thy seed in the generations that hath any blemishes, let him not approach to offer the bread of his God. These are qualifications to being the priesthood. Not only do you come from the tribe of Aaron, the tribe of Levi, but you can't have any blemishes. We're going to go into detail. For verse number 18, for whatsoever man he that be hath a blemish, he shall not approach. He cannot be a priest. A blind man or a lame man or he that has a flat nose or anything superfluous. That's an interesting word. The word superfluous literally means it draws your attention away. He has some kind of defect. A flat nose, people will be looking at his flat nose, you know, or whatever, you know, his ear kind of, something superfluous. Maybe he has what you call the cauliflower ear or something, you know, he couldn't be a priest. That's what that superfluous means, okay? Has some kind of defect. He couldn't be a priest. Or a man that is broken-footed or broken-handed. or crooked back, or a dwarf, or that he has a blemish in his eye, or be scurvy, or scabbed, or hath his stones broken. I won't go. Boy, that eliminates a lot of people. No man that hath a blemish of the seed of Aaron, the priest, shall come nigh to offer things of offering, the Lord made by fire. He hath a blemish. He shall not come nigh to offer the bread of his God. He shall eat the bread of his God, of the most holy and of the holy. Only he shall not go in unto the veil, nor come nigh unto the altar, because he has a blemish, that he profane not my sanctuary, for the Lord God do sanctify them. And Moses told it unto Aaron, to his sons, and all the children of Israel, if there's something wrong with you physically, you can't be a priest. Had nothing to do with an oath. But when you get to Melchizedek, when you get to Jesus, come. By the way, aren't you glad we aren't saved because we refuse salvation because we have a flat nose, or because of this, or a humpback, or a draw? Aren't you glad salvation is available to every man, regardless? Well, the whole point is that no oath was given to that priesthood. Only an oath. And matter of fact, remember, it was more than just a promise. And he made an oath. God's promises are always sure. But remember, last week we talked about that. Not only did he make a promise, he swear, S-W-A-R-E, swear an oath. Kind of like when somebody made a dare when we were kids, I dare you. No, I double dog dare you. Okay, this is just on the opposite end of the spectrum, if I could be, you know, kind of put it in. Not only do I promise, and if God promises, it's so, but he sealed it in stone, not that it needed to for him, but for us, for the Jewish people. When he says, not only do I promise, I give you an oath. My word, it stands, but it goes beyond that. And that's what he is saying here in these verses. And then verse number 22. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. We not only have a better priesthood in Jesus Christ, but we also have a better testament, or word we use is covenant. The word surety means one who guarantees. Jesus guarantees this new covenant will be carried out for eternity. Remember, we talked about the priest. He just talked about they died. They'd be replaced. One priest died, and there'd be another one replaced, and have to be another replace him and another replace him. But Jesus, he has that endless life. He will never be replaced, and it's for eternity. It's a promise. That's what he's saying here. Verse 23 and 24. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by the reason of death. Now, there are a lot of priests over the centuries. But because they died, by the reason of death, obviously, that somebody had to replace them. But look at verse number 24. But this man, who is this man? Jesus Christ. Because he continueth forever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. The word unchangeable here literally means it's untransferable. I like that. Because he lives forever. There's no transferring. In the Old Testament, they transferred their priesthood from Aaron to these other priests. Remember Eli, that priest. Wasn't it Eli had, he was fat. Remember that priest? He was fat and was he the one that fell over and broke his neck? Remember that? His sons, Phinehas and Hophni, I think those were, they were rebels and all. And that's the kind of priesthood they had. But when Eli died, the Bible says he fell over. He heard the son, death about his son, Phinehas and Hophni. That he fell over and broke his neck. And the Bible says this is because he was fat. Somebody had to replace Eli. Okay, whoever came in and replaced. But Jesus, that's what it's talking about here in verse number 24. But this man, because he continues to have, hath an unchangeable, untransferable priesthood. He will always, always be that.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.